So I wanted to speak a little bit on the topic of Giruach HaZokon. I think in terms of the Maariv Mekomos, I know we have around 6.5 pages of Maariv Mekomos. We have around 6 weeks here, so if we can do around a page a week. So I think we're on pace. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah actually, at the beginning of the third parak. The third parak is called Ve'elu Magalchin, because it starts Ve'elu Magalchin V'moed. Has a list of who's allowed to do giruach. Who's allowed to giruach in the modern Hebrew means shaving. However, in the Gemara terms, it actually means haircuts, probably more. And has a list of people who, for whatever reason, could not get a haircut before Yontif are allowed to get one on Yontif. Habami Medina Sayam, if you were traveling, Mibes HaShviya, if you were in prison, obviously both boats and prisons didn't have barbers. Hayas Mibes HaAsurin, Hamanuda, Shetiro Chachamim, etc. There's a list of people who can't get haircuts beforehand. Right? In these cases, you're allowed to shave. The assumption being that if you're not in one of these situations, you're not allowed to shave, you're not allowed to get a haircut on Yom Tov. The Gemara explains what's the reason for this. So the implication is that it's a derabbanan. What's the derabbanan? So we want people that, let's say I would figure out, listen, Erev Pesach's a busy time. I got a lot to do. You know, either I've got a lot of cooking and cleaning, or I've got a lot of packing to do. One way or the other, I'm very busy on Erev Pesach. So that being said, I try to make up whatever time I can. So instead of getting a haircut on Erev Pesach, I'll get one on Chol Moed when I have time. When I have time, I'll go to the spa, and I'll get a nice haircut, and a massage, schmeck. You know, there's nothing this world can do. So the Gemara doesn't want, the Chachamim didn't want it. It's a lack of covet of the Yontif HaRishon. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted this idea that you're not allowed to get a haircut. Aye, what if there was a different type? Let's say I was busy for other reasons. Let's say nothing fits onto this list exactly. However, the Gemara says, what about Avdol Aveda? Let's say I had a lost object that I had to go looking for. I was so busy. All Erev Yontif, I was looking for my Aveda. Or I needed margarine, kosher Pesach margarine. It took me all day to find kosher Pesach margarine. And because of that, it's an honest gomer. I couldn't get a haircut. Am I allowed to do it then? So the Gemara says, no. Even in that case, you can't. Why not? So the Gemara says, because in that case, people won't know that you're an honest. How they, if you just got out of jail and they announce in the shul announcements, you know, we'd like to wish a boachem l'shalom to Rabbi Rapp, who just got out of prison. You know, people know, oh, he got out of prison, that's why he doesn't have a haircut, so he's going to get a haircut now. Right? He's going to boachem l'shalom to Rabbi Rapp, who came from Medina Sayom. Oh, he came, that's why he doesn't get a haircut. Right? We understand, right? And people understand that the gezeirah is in place, that anyone who could get a haircut has to get a haircut. However, these people can't. However, if I have the type of emergency that doesn't get announced in shul, right? So therefore people don't know, the Gemara says, so therefore you're not allowed to do it. What seems to be clear from the Gemara is that this is clearly a takana that the Chachamim made. It's me'ikar hadin, a person should be allowed to, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanon, should be allowed to get a haircut on Yom Tov. Isn't getting a haircut a melacha? It's kosher, it's gozes, it's depending who you hold like in Hilchos Shabbos. There's some malach involved here. So the Rishonim take different approaches as to why not. And they're probably all correct. Right? Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos, in Divrei HaMaskil Vishar, says, Af al pishe hu malach haya, haya lanu la'atir l'tzorach ha-moed. That even though it should be a malach, still it's tzorach ha-moed. You're getting a haircut for the sake of Yom Tov, you need a haircut. The next answer to Tosfos is discussed elsewhere as a very interesting heter, because we never heard of it before. And that thing is there's a certain de minimis type of exclusion. That it's not a big malacha. But he says, Inami, af, sheyesh malachos asuras b'moe, she'en b'em torech, k'gom pragmatia, b'kol mokom zeshul yipoy l'roi l'hatel l'chavad moed. He says, the second possibility is that since it's not a major malacha, it's not a lot of work involved in getting a haircut. And you know, it makes you look better. So that, even though they're just looking a little better, wouldn't be enough of a tzorach ha-moed, there's a certain pragmatia type of heter. The Ritva takes a different approach. He said, what's the reason you're allowed to do this me'ikar adin? He says, because it's ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh, as we'll see, doesn't only mean food. It means something that makes your body better. You know, food makes you stronger. Therefore, getting your haircut also makes you to form ochel nefesh. He said, this is similar to what sounds like women putting on makeup. Even though putting on makeup on Shabbos is very likely a malacha, we allow it on Chol Moed because, you know, it's ochel nefesh. This is what they live on. So that's the reason for it. There is a discussion among the Rishonim, which may become important, as to how did this gezerah work. There's two ways we could have looked at it. We could either say that this was, that in fact, the Chachamim put the Isser on it before there ever was a Heter, meaning that really, how does it work? So one way or another, the Chachamim decide what Malachas and Chol Moed are Mutter. Either through their Lomasim HaKosuv, or because it's all the Rabbanan, whatever it is, they decide. So did they decide that this is Aser, according to the Torah? And we decided, even though we generally matter, let's say Ochel Nefesh, we're not being matter in this case, and therefore it remains in the original, perhaps, Issur D'oraisa, because the Chachamim just retracted their Heter, or they never actually gave it. Or no, does the Heter apply to this like everything else? However, they lopped on top of that a separate Issur D'Rabbanan. Meaning that, does this remain as the original Issur, D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan, which is the Issur of Malachon Chol Moed? Or is it, no, is this a separate Issur unrelated to that? And we'll see why that could be important. The Torah quotes Rabbeinu Tam. A lot of people quote Rabbeinu Tam, who in fact is mater in a very important case. He said, what if a person actually did get a haircut before Yontif, and now he wants another haircut? So Rabbeinu Tam says, and in a situation like that, the whole gezera was that you're not allowed to get a haircut before Chol Moed, on the Chol Moed, because you won't get it before Chol Moed. This guy did. So this should be the ultimate case of not being a problem, since in fact this person kept to it. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if you got one before, and of course the gezera doesn't apply. The Torah and just about everybody else absolutely positively rejects Rabbeinu Tam's heter. Why? It made good sense. So they have a lot of rayas. One of them is, probably the most major one is, so why didn't the Gemara list this as the Eil Magalchin? Eil Magalchin, Ayozim Beitzah Asurim, and someone who got a haircut before Yontif. If you got a haircut before Yontif, you can get a haircut on Yontif again. Aye, but still, the logic is there. He said, no, this is the same thing as of the Laveda. We said, we're only going to be matter if it's clear to everybody that there was a reason for it. If I'm getting a haircut on Yontif, it's not clear that I got a haircut before Yontif. So therefore, even though the logic is good, ultimately this is no different than the case of Avdalo Aveda. And because it's no different than the case of Avdalo Aveda, therefore, even if you got a haircut before Yontif, you still can't get a haircut on Yontif. Even if you shave before Yontif, you can't shave on Yontif. That is the ultimate decision of the Torah, and that is supported by the Beis Yosef as well. He quotes from the Haggadah Asheri, he quotes from other Rishonim, and Haggadah Maimoni, and he says that everybody disagrees with this, and ultimately you're not allowed to shave, even if you shave before Yontif. So, in terms of application to modern days, in the event that we would have accepted Rabbeinu Tam, everybody would agree that you can shave on Yontif. Because people who shave, by and large, shave every day, every other day, every third day. So therefore, you know, just because you shaved on Yontif doesn't make a difference. And in fact, the whole gezerah, one could argue, doesn't make sense by shaving. I want you not to shave on Chol Moed, so you'll shave on Erev Yontif. But either way, even if I do shave, I'm still going to have to shave again. So Rabbeinu Tam's heter would have been helpful, but it's rejected. A few hundred years later, someone else takes a shot at this, and that's the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda comes up with a fast. Noda B'Yehuda starts off by saying people ask him about Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam, he says, is rejected. However, he said, you can't just. It's Rabbeinu Tam. Can't poo poo Rabbeinu Tam. So he goes with the following heter. He says that his understanding of the way that the heter worked was it's not that they added a separate iser, but rather the chachamim failed to provide the heter, meaning that that getting a haircut on yontif is a malacha of kotzer, and the chachamim were monea. They stopped the heter of either tzorach hamoed or ochel nefesh or prakmatia from going on. So he says, that being the case, if a person would have a different heter, unrelated to the chachamim's heterim that they did not allow, you would then be allowed to get a haircut. So there is a concept out there that somebody who's poor, who needs money to eat, that person can do malacha on Chol Moed. So he says that in his day the barbers were very poor. The barbers, mamish, had to work on Chol Moed in order to make a parnasa. So because of that, it was mutter for the barbers to give haircuts. And if it's mutter for them to give haircuts, it's mutter for you to get haircuts. And based on that, the Nodi Behuda, this is an early tshuva, Arachayim Mahadura Kama, Simon Yud Gimel, is matir. And he matirs it kind of shaky. V'zeh ha-nir lafiyas niyastayti, im yaskimu rabosai, then I'm with them, v'imrab bot l'dayti. I'm putting this out there if people agree with me. Later on, in Madura Tinyona, he writes three tshuvas supporting himself, to show that he wasn't kidding, he was serious about this. Tzadi Tes, Kuf, and Kuf Aleph are all tshuvas defending his tshuva in Arachayim, Kama, Yud Gimel. And he writes there, interestingly, that he never really wanted this to become public. But, you know, now that it's out there, he feels the need to defend it. Many people ask, if you didn't want it to become public, you probably shouldn't have printed it. Printing it probably was a bad move. So the question is, it's an interesting historic question as to why did he print it then? So the Chasam Sofer strongly argues on the Noda B'Yehuda, really takes him to task, thinks he's absolutely wrong in this heter. But he says, let me give you a little background. He said, so why did the Noda B'Yehuda write this if he didn't want anyone to know about it? So he said, so here's the story. He said, in his day, people were not nizer on shaving with a blade. Shaving with a blade is an isur d'oraisa l'chol adayis. Chusash chisu is definitely d'oraisa. So, you have to remember, in order to be considered to be hashchasa, so for example, how long do your payas have to be? Meikar adin? No, but each hair. How big? So it has to be, the Gemara says you have to be able to fold it over. Okay? So therefore, if it's shorter than that, so it's kamisheno. So if I get a haircut and I leave my payas, but they're that short, it's as if I shaved it. So if someone shaves with a blade on a regular basis, it's not really bal tashchas each time, because you're taking off nothing. If I wait a few days and then I shave, the issue becomes worse. So the Chasam Sofer says that was the cheshbon of the Noda B'Yehuda. He doesn't seriously being moderate. He just knew that people are shaving with a blade. Better they should do it on Chol Moed and be over whatever Issa Chol Moed is. There's a Rabbeinu Tam to rely on. And probably it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Because if we didn't let them do it, they would wait till after Chol Moed and they'd be over in Issa D'Raisa. Like there's a Chiyuv Malkus for that. So the Chasam Sofer, if you want to look this up, it's in Arachayim Kuf Nun Dawud. It says we can read it inside. V'ani holech rachel magalasod. I'm about to tell you Lashon Hara and be magalasod. Ki avosinu harabim robu hamashchisim ba'am b'ta'ar. If Yigdal Zakonim b'chol moed yai kedei lakuf rosh le'ikar, v'shuv acher yontov shiyashchisu b'ta'ar v'ovrim akam alavim d'oraisa. So if you wait, it's going to be long enough that the head can touch the root, and then when you shave it after, then you get kamalavim. Al karchach tova hati istud rabbanim b'chol moed shiro yitzim b'chol asayras kol kach. So he said, the Noda Biru is wrong. The Noda Biru knew he was wrong. However, he was moderate given the situation that he lived in. However, don't get me mistaken and think that this is a heter that's supposed to apply for real. So the Noda Biru is rejected, and the bottom line is it doesn't really matter that much the fact that the Noda Biru is rejected because barbers aren't that poor anymore. The whole heter of the Noda Biru of the poor barber really wouldn't be helpful, and particularly in shaving. The Rav of the island does not shave with a barber. It's probably also to go to a barber, because the barber is by and large going to shave with a blade. Right? So that you yourself, that there is no way that Noda Biru would count as a heter to shave yourself. So where does that leave us? So many people says that leaves us where you think it leaves us. It's also Maran, Rabbi Yosef, Yalkut Yosef, says, "Afil im gilach es hazokon." Even if you shave your beard, ayde mechona osam, using a shaver or chemicals, me'erv yontiv, before yontiv, also is galach shu mechol moed. You still not to do it afterwards, right? No, no, the Bihuda, no, the Rabbi Nutam, they've both been rejected. Also, afil darkav is galach kol yomayim o shloshi yomim. Even if you do it every, even if you regularly do this, still not. The yesh misha matur misha his galach be'erav yotav his galach v'moed aydei poel ani. Jem lo mav l'achol. So who's that? There is the Noda Biru who has to do it. V'chol kolav rov achron v'iski mulaser. So the Rebbe says, the bottom line is not to shave on chol l'moed. The most notable person who argued on that is, we've all seen the tshuva, I imagine, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that no. Rav Moshe, if you do his tshuva, it's a very good tshuva, where he says that you have to remember, we're not looking to bring back Rabbeinu Tam, and we're not looking to bring back the Noda Biru. What we're looking to say is that the times they are changing. Meaning that, yes, if somebody, it used to be in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Rishonim, in the time of the early Achronim, that people, even people who were shaved, shaved rarely. Once a week. Now, given the difficulty involved in shaving in a halachically mutter manner, not a lot of people shave, and those who did not do it often. Like maybe you would shave l'chavad yontif, and then it would just grow back for the next month or so, and you would do it again. Therefore, if somebody was shaving again on Yontif, it was an odd thing. Because a dover of it would not be clear to all that this is a person who has shaved previously and now he's shaving, he needs to shave again. Nowadays, everybody, people who are clean shaven, shave all the time. Every day, every 2 days, every 3 days. But, you know, there aren't people out there who shave on a regular basis, with the exception of maybe Don Johnson and Yasser Arafat, that go a week between shaving. Right? Most people who shave, the large majority, so it's obvious to everybody that's not a dover avod anymore. The whole reason that we were opposed to Rabbeinu Tam was because Rabbeinu Tam was matir in a situation where people would not understand it. Doesn't exist anymore. Nowadays people know that just because this guy shaved on the second day Chol Moed does not mean he didn't shave. I mean, even the guy who shaves an Erev Yontif shouldn't shave again. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, I'm not relying on Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not relying on the Noda Biru. I'm saying that due to the sociological changes which have transpired, the halacha has changed. Rav Moshe, however, ends in a very strange way. V'lechein boru lefi anias daiti, debizmanenu bimedinosenu, shenoagim elu harigilim betisboras hazakon, lestapi b'chol yom, Yeshev every day, every 2 days, every 3 days. Lekashum iser. It's not usher at all. Because they're mashmir sham, because the sofa chuva shiraki chidim, how you regularly stop your bechol ace with manu bimkoma. In those days, it was rare that someone shaved all the time. Nowadays, it's not rare. It changed. Then comes the line. Avol mikol makom aini noeg lahatir el lemishi yeshlo tzarech biyoser o mitzar biyoser. However, I am not matir unless someone really needs it. Vim echad yirtze lismo chalzeh gam b'shvil hayipri levad. What if someone does not have a tzarech and he just wants to shave? Thinks he looks better. Ein limchas biyadon ki me'etzem hadim hu mutar. Rafi ani estaiti, yedido, your pal, Moshe Feinstein. So the ultimate line says, but it's not really mutter. You want to do it, that's fine, but I don't recommend it. Very unclear why Rav Moshe does that. If according to his svara, he goes on and says that, you know, this is absolutely has to be done, that is allowed to be done. So just like I would encourage somebody to shave before the first days, I should be encouraging people to shave before the last days. Kavod Yontif should dictate that if it's mutter, it should be done. So many people struggle with this. Now, Rav Moshe is not universally accepted at all. Just as an example, the Be'er Moshe. You know who the Be'er Moshe is? Rav Moshe is the Deborah Tziner of Moshe Stern. The Be'er Moshe is known for two famous tshuvas. One where he says that it's also go to YU. If you go to the YU based medrash, you open the Be'er Moshe, that tshuva is circled in the index, we can find it easily. And the second thing he's known for is he has a tshuva about whether you have to play ping pong with your wife when she is an Ida. Deep discussion. If you're volleying, it's usher. If you're playing, that's mutter, because you're trying to hit it away from her, not to her, not kira. So obviously this is a significant work. So in it, in Cherek Zayin, Tshuva Chof says as follows. Boy, right, Tamil Chacham Echad Godel B'Torah V'Herani B'Tshuvas Igros Moshe She'ele B'Zman Hazeh She'Bnei Adam Regilim B'Tisboros HaZokon B'Chol Yom V'Yom She'ein La'asor Hem L'Stapir B'Moed She'Adav Yadur Chol She'Histapir Gam B'Erev HaRegel Ayin Shem. It's a quote from Moshe that nowadays you're allowed to. V'Timhana Al Yeroso She'Kodes L'Chachmasa Gedola. I'm amazed, being that he's such a Yori Shemayim. Mom, she wouldn't muster 10 minutes for every 15 hours. Eich ola al daito harachova mine yom dover kazeh lahakil b'kai gavne. How in the world does he come up with such a crazy kula? V'shari rei marei v'tzefizi tzapre hagam v'shakvodo godo yokra hu b'einai adlmod, even though I love him, he's a great guy. But in a situation like this, even he doesn't get covered. Hashem yitayr levavenu la'avdo be'emes ba'al nikoshel b'dvar Hashem zo halacha. So he very strongly does not agree with Rav Moshe on this. It seems that most of the published tshuvas don't, actually. One notable exception, which we'll mention, is not really a published tshuva. It appears, as far as I know, in one or two places, the opinion of the Rav of Soloveitchik. It appears in the Nefesh HaRav, in Rabbi Schechter's work. And it also, there is a Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society article by Michael J. Broyd. He quotes it as well. We'll just read his quote. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik and his son-in-law, Rabbi Aharon Lichtenstein, but that since it is permissible to shave during the intermediate days, it would seem logically compelling that one who is clean-shaven must shave on the intermediate days. And particularly on the last day of the intermediate day, since it is an upcoming festival. Shaving during the intermediate days for a clean-shaven person is a fulfillment of the rabbinic commandment to look dignified and proper during the intermediate days and on the final days of the festival. So we end up with quite a spectrum here. On the one hand, you have the Be'er Moshe, Rav Avadya, that says it's aser. You have Rav Moshe, which seems to be saying mutter. And the Rav which says Chiyuv. So we end up here with a very wide range of potential approaches. I thought, as I've been hacking in the base medrash, that one can really get some insight into this by getting a feel for what is the din by cutting nails. The Gemara says on Yud Zayin with Beis, going over to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, K'shem She'amru Asr Galeach B'moed Kach Asr Litol Tziparnayim L'moed. The Gemara says that there is a relationship, just like you can't get a haircut, you can't cut your nails. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says, not the same. Next, K'shem She'amru Avol Asr Galeach B'mei Evro Kach Asr Litol Tziparnayim B'nei Evro. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matir. Same Machokas by Avelus. Amru halacha kerevi Yehuda ba'avil v'halacha kerevi Yosi b'moed. So Ula says that we follow Rabbi Yehuda as far as Avelus goes, but Rabbi Yosi as far as Moed. Shmuel omer halacha kerevi Yosi b'moed uva'avil. So Shmuel says we follow Rabbi Yosi for both. What seems to be Maskana? Maskana is there is a machoket between Ula and Shmuel. How do we pass him by Avelus? When it comes to Hilchot Chol Moed, everybody agrees. And what do they agree? Like Rav Yossi, that it's mutter. One can cut their fingernails on Yontif. This gets a little tricky later on in the Gemara, when Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa says, L'lidi merfarsha le minei de Shmuel, loshna de yad, loshna de regal. He said, doesn't matter if fingernails, doesn't matter toenails, Amar Chia Bar Ashim Rav, will be ganustera aser. You can't do it with a ganustera. What's a ganustera? A ganustera seems to be scissors. You can't use a nail clipper. The overwhelming majority of the Rishonim assume that this Gemara, well, ganustera, is only talking about Avelus. That even according to Rav Yossi, that is matir by Avelus, he's only matir to bite your nails, not to cut your nails. That is the opinion of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. All three of the major Piskei Halacha in the Rishonim follow the opinion that this is irrelevant to us. As expected, the Tor follows his father, the Rush, that is Matir. The Beis Yosef follows the Rambam, the majority of these Poskim, and is Matir. The Mechaber follows the Beis Yosef because he's the same person. And it all is fine. As it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Mutter litol tziparnayim bein biyad bein beregel afilu b'misparayim. No doubt about it. However, the Ramah wakes up and says, Hagah, aval yesh machmirin v'osrin, v'chein hu minug l'hachmish lo litron, bein besakin bein b'misparayim. Im lo retzorach mitzvah tevira k'shinotron k'darken b'chol. If a woman has to go to the mikvah, mela. But short of that, you should be machmir. Very unclear where this comes from, right? Since, yes, if you dig deep enough, you can find an opinion in the Rishonim that holds that Gnustra also applies by the case of Moed, not just Avelus. But the overwhelming, really overwhelming of opinions don't follow that way. Therefore, the Mishnah Berura, the Magen Avraham, do not go against the Ramah. Ashkenazim, Yotze B'Yad Ramah, we follow the Ramah always, as they write in the Svarim. However, they say if there's any way to get around it, that's fine. For example, if you cut your fingernails before Yontif, you'll have to cut them again on Yontif. What's that based on? That's based on Rabbeinu Tam. So why do we like Rabbeinu Tam now? You get the impression it's not that we like Rabbeinu Tam any better now. It's just we're not that excited with the Ramah now. The Ramah's Chumrah is really not the run-of-the-mill chumra that you'd be expecting. Really, the Mechaber is making a lot more sense based on the reading of the Gemara and the reading of the Rishonim. Therefore, we're willing to do it. Now, the question is, okay, so there are different halachos here, but there's definitely a tzushtel, right? The Gemara says, kashem, just like it's also to do giruach, it's also to cut your fingernails. So the question is, why were they matir fingernails? Why is the Maskana, everybody agrees that at least without clippers, and almost everybody agrees, even with clippers, you can cut your nails. What is it that makes nails different than hair? In terms of the underlying malacha, the underlying malacha is the same. So what made a difference? So one could offer, and as I understand, our good friend Francis Zucker has offered the possibility that the difference was that people knew that the nails could grow back. People cut their nails every week. So that's because I cut my nails on Friday before Yom Tov. It means Friday the last days, normally I would cut it as well. People don't go 2 weeks without cutting their fingernails or longer than that. So therefore, that was the reason they were matir. If that is the reason, I think that's a very strong proof to Rav Moshe. Because all Rav Moshe is saying is that hair has become fingernails. And therefore, which should now be mutter, since getting a haircut on Yom Tov, if we allow you to do that, you might not get a haircut on every Yom Tov, but shaving is totally different. And just like the Gemara thought, even from the beginning, the Gemara was mechalik between different types of hair. And the Gemara was mechalik between your hair and your mustache, hair on other parts of your body, which they were always matir. So the question is that your beard has become your mustache. There's a lot of room for that. However, if you're going to go with some other explanation of fingernails, why fingernails are different, then perhaps it's not such a raya. So I don't have anything smart to say about here, but that's never stopped me before. I think ultimately it's kedai to look into the issue of fingernails and helping to be nispashe to see whether a Moshe's tshuva, and of course the support of the Rav, etc., holds water at the end of the day or not.